Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. I'm happy to be here tonight on this July 4th Independence Day, the celebration of America. Although the celebration was quite darkened by this shooting that has occurred in Illinois. And what a special case, this guy. I want to talk about him tonight because the information on him is very sparse. Even when we have his YouTube channel, his Russian Facebook equivalent, you know, Nodeless was saying in the chat, "Hello, JF, I've seen the guy at a VK page. I speak Russian, but he doesn't seem to have anything interesting there, just normie meme page subscription." Yeah, I have seen those images. I have gathered all of the images, all of the videos from this guy, and we will try to determine who was he. I'd rather warn you, there's not a final answer tonight. Much remains to be discovered. This guy is very complex, rapper style, very out there, very mumble rap type of stuff. I will quote some of his songs. Clearly, he had announced on the internet before that he was about to engage in a shooting, but the language wasn't clear. It was integrated to his art, and so I guess it was hard to tell that he was going to do it. But yeah, so, and whether he's a leftist or a right winger, I will not have a final answer on this, although I'll give you some thoughts here. And Stephen J. James says no manifesto equals lefty. Well, apparently he has published a book on Amazon. That book is encoded by numbers. That book is incomprehensible. I've obtained copies of some of the content of that book. And it's all numbers. And I tried parsing parts of the book in an algorithm that scans 250 different type of number encoding, and I found nothing. So I have yet to decode the content of the book. Once we decode it, we will probably know better what are his positions, but I'll tell you what we know for now. I will cite some of his songs. There's a song in which he says, "Cutie with the fat asshole, I want to make you mine." So repeatedly in his songs, he's talking about romantic interest. And in fact, romantic interest that seemed to either motivate or come to obstruct his desire to commit a shooting. Here's a message that he says in his song Toy Soldier. He says, "Please don't come back, Rose. I know the future. I sold my soul for a phone and a computer. Sometimes it feels like I live in a dream. Fuck this world." He combines these sentences with images of shootings that he intends to commit, clearly featuring himself as the shooter. Let me repeat this. "Please don't come back, Rose. I know the future. I sold my soul for a phone and a computer." There are many people speculating on the internet right now that the shooter would be a Fed agent or would have been groomed by some kind of federal agent, showing pictures of him wearing a FBI cap. I don't know if the picture is edited and it's false, or maybe it's true. Doesn't matter to me. I will not speculate on whether he was groomed by federal agents, but that sentence struck me. "I sold my soul for a phone and a computer." Who gave this man a phone and a computer? And what did he have to do to get them? Those are questions that I still have on my mind. By the way, my farm is going extremely well. Look at the harvest today. This is just a harvest of what I absolutely had to trim out because my plants would grow into seeds if I don't, so I cut out a little bit of lettuce. That's a mix of greens, beet greens, lettuce, arugula, and then I have some cilantro and parsley. It's amazing the production this year is absolutely amazing. I see we have supporters of the show already. Firestarter sending a super chat. The shooter looks like John Podesta. Very interesting. Very interesting phenotype. This man, Robert Cremo, extremely thin. You know, thin like to the point of perhaps not eating much. Lives in an apartment with just a bed laying on the floor. It's a very stripped apartment. Does his kind of rappy, rap-like song, rap-ish, because I haven't seen much production from him. It's really out there. It's a mix of I'm going to use already existing songs and show videos of me on top of it, and maybe sometimes I'll add some of my own words, but it's very bizarre, his editing style. Sometimes, in fact, he loops back and forth through the same set of videos because his song is longer than his videos. But he does look like John Podesta. Plasma says, JF here. There was a Reddit post 2 months ago. In fact, I've seen that. The Reddit post was titled from May 17. So there was no way anyone filing this Reddit post knew about the shooting that would happen. And it was on r/TheRobertCremoProject. And the title of the post was Robert Cremo does not exist. Yes, I've seen this. I don't think we should take it as a primary thing that is a truth. Okay, but we should definitely investigate who filed that Reddit post. I don't think we have to conclude that Robert Cremo doesn't exist, but it is sometimes possible that someone who has schizophrenia will post bizarre things like this that you find later, and perhaps they were in a crisis, perhaps they were hallucinating stuff, perhaps they were self-denying their own existence. I would bet that it's more that branch than anything else. John Jay says, if helping Odyssey helps Papa JF, should we get Odyssey Premium? What is Odyssey Premium? Well, I don't get a share on Odyssey Premium. But, I mean, if you want to get Odyssey Premium, I guess it's a way to fund Odyssey and you get no ads. And I think you have some advantages while using the site. Get it if you want. That would be my recommendation to you. Now, once Papa JF receives money for the Odyssey Premium, Papa JF will recommend that you get Odyssey Premium. But for now, I'm getting no money from it, so I prefer Super Chats. But I don't know. I don't know about the service and what it brings to you. But I'm happy if Odyssey is happy, you know, so I'm not going to tell you not to get it. Thank you so much, John Jay, for your $100 super chat. Very appreciated. That is very essential for the show to continue. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, do like John Jay and use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform for questions and super chats. Alternatively, if you don't like it, you can also use Entropy. Entropy, the link to Entropy is in the description below, and you can send super chats through it. Stephen Robinson says, Jeff, one's soul transacts between few parties, a computer and a phone to a disparate youth whom cannot find another way to cry out the devil for his toys. He will forever be a drone, gifted in his ways and beholden to the one who gave him his wishes. Repent before you die in vain. Okay, Stephen, you just convinced me. I repent. I am a sinner. I believe in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Save me, Jesus! No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I remain an atheist. All right, let's get going on the details of the shooting. The shooting occurred during a July 4th parade in Illinois in a place called Highland Park. The shooter was located right here on the roof of the Gearhead Outfitters Highland Park Outdoor, also known as Uncle Dan, an outdoor store, which is just facing the main street, the I believe it's called Central Street or something like this, where the where the shooting happened and where the parade was happening. And so while people were parading and massed up in large numbers, they started hearing shots. It wasn't clear where it was coming from. A total of 6 people are confirmed dead, 16 injured. The counts could increase, though, with time. We don't know what is the extent of the injuries. It appears that the shooter has gone onto the top of the Uncle Dan right here through a ladder. It seems that maybe there was a ladder already on the available, or that he brought one himself. In any case, he did his shooting. People died and people fled in panic. And then he was there was a manhunt for him. There was a manhunt for him by the police for maybe 5 or 6 hours. And just before the show began, we learned that he was arrested. We have video of the arrest, so he was captured. I just wanted to show you, I've been working in the last few hours at decoding sequences of numbers like this one. This is a line in this guy's book, which was published, I believe, a couple of months ago. This is a line of numbers that's present in his book, and I'm trying to find what is the algorithm. I've also examined his video clips, and there seems to be a couple of numbers that are very important to the guy. Like 47, 23 keeps reappearing, 115 are numbers that he shows on his wall. And so KHSLRT is an algorithm that allows decoding. If you have a number of keys, it allows decoding based on various algorithms. But I didn't find anything meaningful up to now. So the algorithm tries 250 different methods to decode numbers. So if you want to go into the decoding part of this, just find you will find this book on 4chan/poll and try to get into it, because it's clear that his book will contain the key to understanding what motivated this shooting. I will tell you that it is my impression that this man considered himself an anti-American counter-terrorist. And so I believe that Robert Cremo thought that America was taken over by Republican terrorists and that he had to stop the people who were taking over the liberties. Perhaps Roe v. Wade activated him, the cancellation of Roe v. Wade, the overturning of Roe v. Wade may have been a factor. I have also seen a video where he was present at the arrival of Donald Trump some years ago. He is at the airport and Donald Trump comes in the outside of the airport as a president, and he's in the presidential, you know, vehicle, and he's surrounded by police. And I have seen Robert Cremo there filming this event. He was filming the arrival of Donald Trump. And people were shouting, USA, USA, yeah, it's President Trump, yeah. He was there, but I didn't hear him cheer. I believe that he may have been there to explore the possibility of perhaps shooting Donald Trump. That's my impression. Because he was standing there, he didn't have a MAGA hat or anything, but he was dressed in a suit with a tie. That's all I can see from him, because we can only see him in a single frame, basically, of the video, because he shakes with the camera and shows himself at the camera. He has a suit, he has a red tie. He doesn't seem to be dressed like the other around him. It seems to me that he may have been there to explore the possibility of shooting Donald Trump back then. Because he also has references to Lee Harvey Oswald in his video clips. We'll get to it. I'll play the video clips in full. He has on his wall, on a video clip, a newspaper announcing Oswald has been killed in jail. So, did he want to be Lee Harvey Oswald? Or was he just a fan of Trump who happened to film a video of him welcoming Trump to Illinois? I think the first hypothesis is the most likely at this moment, especially since he has a song called Counterterrorism, in which he says he intends to kill people. So to understand the dynamic of Robert Crimo, you have to place yourself in the shoe. What is counterterrorism in America right now? Well, first, you need to have a conception of who are the terrorists. And there's no reference in his songs that he would think that the terrorists are Arabs, Blacks, Jews. No, it seems to me that the terrorists are those who take freedom away. And that he may have been alarmed at the fact that the Supreme Court has taken freedom away from women. So I think he's been basically groomed by leftist media to believe that the Republicans are terrorists and that he is a counter-terrorist. That is my most likely hypothesis at the moment. Here's a photo of his arrest. There he is. A very effeminate, thin body, very poor build. He wears a lot of tattoos. He has a tattoo that shows a kill count of 5 below his eye. You know, 1, 2, 3, and then 5. He, like a patch-like tattoo. He has a tattoo that says awake on top of his eye. And he has a tattoo, I believe, that says 47 on another eye. That's what I remember from the video clips. So 47, again, being an important number for him. Here's a video of his arrest. Apparently, he had been tracked because they knew what was his car, what he was doing with his car. It was a Honda Civic, and there he is. He apparently voluntarily exits from the car and lays on the ground because there are policemen right here, probably ordering him to do so also. He lays flat on the ground. The police approach. And there he is. He has been arrested. This is very different from what was presented in his video clips because in his video clips, he was presenting himself as being shot by the police eventually. So he intended to do a shooting and then be killed by the police, but the killing didn't happen. He didn't die from police shooting, and now at this point he was arrested. I'm trying to find... So here's a picture... Here's a picture that seems relatively current of the guy. So you can see his awake tattoo here below the hair. He had half of his head tinted in blue and half of his head tinted in pink. He was often wearing and also representing himself in cartoons with a t-shirt with a smiley face on it. And he has here the kill count tattoo or patch tattoo. I don't know how you would call it. Those are the pictures that we have of him, and he has 47 tattooed on the side of an eye here. And this is a very threatening video clip in which he appears with a stroboscope and he looks threateningly at the camera. It seems that this video clip represents some kind of school shooting that he wanted to commit. There is an account called Awake that joined on April 2019 on Twitter. And people have been looking at this account because the Best Awake the Rapper fan page. That's the title of the account. So this guy loved Robert Crimo 3 years ago. So I don't know Robert Crimo how many fans he had, probably close to zero. but this guy was a fan of Robert Cremo from the beginning. And he says on his Twitter, you know, whatever Robert Cremo, whatever Awake the rapper, because that's his rapper name, whatever Awake the rapper believes, I will side with him because he's so awesome. So he's basically a big fan. Could be also a fake account. Maybe it was Robert Cremo himself, but whatever, that account seems to contain important information on the political positioning of Robert Cremo, or at least not directly of Robert Cremo, but of someone who really loves him and who says, I will side with whatever he says and whatever he believes in. And it does appear that this Twitter account contains leftist point of views, a lot about the January 6th stuff. So this Twitter account was retweeting a lot about January 6th people, saying, arrest them all, they are terrorists. So this is where the counter-terrorist song of Robert Cremo comes to mind. If he's a counter-terrorist and the January 6th Donald Trump fans are terrorists, then Robert Cremo is an enemy of America, Republicans, and Trumpism. That's how I would conclude based on the available data. Now, let's go through the video. Before we go through the videos, we will go through the images that we have of him. This is a photo that was left in an archive, apparently, that was taken straight from his computer, probably uploaded by himself on the internet. I will note first that the archive, as I opened it, a Mac OS folder was created, which means that he may have been using a Mac. And when he says in his song, I sold my soul for a phone and a computer. So we have someone who probably has a Mac OS computer. And he says in his song that he sold his soul to get that computer. And on that archive, we find this picture. And I can confirm that this is exactly the suit that he had in the video where he films Donald Trump arriving in Illinois. So see, no MAGA hat, no sign that he's adhering to Republicanism, but he's suiting himself up in a respectable manner, probably to try to pass in the crowd that is welcoming Donald Trump. So you can see in the way he wears the suit and the tie that it's basically a basic suit and tie, the most basic you could find. He may have chosen red here to pass in the crowd. But that's probably a photo of him just before he goes to Donald Trump in Illinois. In terms of symbolism, In terms of symbolism, this is a symbol that he refers to as Project Actarus, which is also the title of his book, and it's present in a lot of his video clips. It's somehow this symbol is important to him. Stephen J. James says, Jeff, look at movie cover for Hitman Agent 47. Yes, it is. It reminds me of it. I didn't realize, but you just made me realize. Yes, this looks like the Hitman gaming thing. So was this a message? Was he trying to message us that he was a Hitman, that he was going after Trump? Perhaps it was part of his intended sign here. Plasma says, JF, is that what the logo he has on his videos? That's on Mac, right? Yes, it's on Mac, and yes, it's the logo that comes back in many of his videos. Harold has sent $10. He says, can you do a show with Adam Green? I don't take guests at all during this summer. I'm open to speak with Adam Green. I don't know what we would be talking about. I'm kind of annoyed at his approach with the whole they're trying to resurrect the Bible narrative, the Torah's narrative about the Third Temple, and I think he's too much into the religion. But I'm open to that kind of stuff. I'm open to speak to anyone. if you want to organize it, if you want to send him an email, or if you want to explain to me what would I talk about with this guy, I'm open. So yes, that's the logo that comes back in many of his video clips. There was a guy commenting on his video clip. The newspaper on the wall is about when MK Ultra Oswald got killed by Jack Ruby. So that is the newspaper referenced in his videos. You can see the logo here, and this is the video Out of This World, and it says Oswald slain in jail. So this Oswald was the guy who murdered JFK and who has been under suspicion of kind of having been groomed or knowing stuff that people would find unpleasant if they were revealed publicly. So he got killed right at the around the days of his arrest by a guy who came in, and the security was weak, and the guy came in and killed him. The guy was Jack Ruby. So clearly Robert Cremo here is trying to message something to us. It should be noted that he goes by the name Cremo, C-R-I-M-O at times. But there is also an alternative spelling, which I don't know which one is the original name, but Cremo, C-R-E-M-O. And his full name goes Robert Cremo 3. So it's interesting. In number 3, what does that mean? Did he have a father and a grandfather were passing on their names? That might give us some clue about the possibility of him coming from higher class, perhaps, from a family that passed their name numbers like this a little bit in a royal fashion. I don't know, but I've seen the two different spellings. Here's the song that was recorded on the internet and lyrics websites. Counter Terrorist. A suicide note I'm writing. With what I know, I'm automatic killing these verses like a rifle. I'm moving swiftly as the ununderstandable. But I found out what the joy and what that smile brings. I'm everlasting forever. I'm grasping reality. Behind, got no real question to ask him. Blast him with the double barrel, shotty. Fuck, I chopped shit like karate. I just kill shit cause I'm Bobby, yeah. I'm always cruising cause lately I've been losing my mind on some Dr. Doom shit, that new school bullshit, that type of music that makes you wanna go and do shit. When inspiration hits, I won't need facts to prove it. It appears to be a letter of suicide saying that he believes that what he will commit is an act of counter-terrorism. Counter-terrorism against what he perceived as the American terrorism of what he perceived probably as a right-wing dominated society. So this guy was a counter-terrorist in the kind of anti-fa sense of the word, anti-fascist. And the fascists are everywhere. Even Donald Trump is a fascist. Therefore, he's a counter-terrorist. I would like to specify concerning the rules of Odyssey, because we see some violent words in there and what appears to be a threat to shoot. I am always, every time there is a major shooting in the US, I am reviewing the psychological profile of the person who commits the shooting. I'm doing so because I'm a psychologist interested in the roots of violence, and I'm trying to understand what these people have left in terms of traces, allowing us to understand how does someone come to commit a violent act. So whenever I show this material, it is to understand the news relating to this guy, understand his psychology, and in no way am I showing this to say that I agree with it, or I'm not showing it to promote it. I'm showing it to understand what happened here. Go away, says Eminem's real name, Marshall Mathers 3, and he def ain't royalty. Maybe it's a Rust Belt thing. Yes, it makes me think about Stephen Bonnell also, Destiny, who has a number after his name. So I don't know what it indicates, but it's interesting. I'm sure it can reveal something. Go away, says Jeff, is a psychologist. As a Scientologist, I may have to stop watching the show. Damn. I'm a cognitive psychologist. I was doing research at Duke University, and I'm a cognitive neuroscientist. Yes. Hopefully that doesn't turn you off from watching the show. This is pictures that have been spread on 4chan. And I don't know, I haven't found these pictures on the archives that I had, but they seem pretty realistic. Has the FBI been added? I don't know. I don't know if this is Photoshopped, but clearly 4chan has a belief right now that this guy was a federal agent or groomed by some federal agent. This is an image of the Amazon book Arcturus that he appears to have published in February 2021. So that would be 1 year and a half ago. And when we look into this book, it's all numbers like this, which is why I've been investing in spending some time trying to decode these numbers, trying to know what was the key to understanding these numbers, but I've not been successful. Here's a picture of him with his tattoos. Another picture of him. That's a picture of him with his GoPro, a system for filming. Apparently a camera on his helmet allowing to film various things for his video clips. Here's a picture of him here with the smiley, and he has a beanie, and he seems to be on a kind of protest or some kind of right-wing thing, because I think this guy has something like Make America Great Again, or perhaps Keep America Great, some kind of Republican demonstration, because there's a Trump poster here, and here he is with his beanie taking a picture with his phone, and this doesn't seem to be the place where Donald Trump arrived, but perhaps it was related, perhaps. And you can see the police trying to contain people, so this seems to be a different right-wing protest at which this guy was attending. But again, I would not necessarily conclude that he had some right-wing or pro-Trump sympathy. If anything, perhaps he was trying to infiltrate the right-wing crowd. Perhaps he was trying to understand what he believed were terrorists. Perhaps he was trying to confuse the public about himself being a terrorist, or himself being a Trump supporter. I wouldn't conclude that he was enthusiastically part of the crowd here. Perhaps he was there as an infiltrator and observer on his own ideas of what he was doing there. Plasma says, Jeff, do you have a link for the encrypted works? A PDF? I'll figure it out. Contact me by DM on Discord and I'll send you what I have in private, okay? Another picture of him. There he is, and he lives in these very minimal apartments with just a bed. All the walls are white, there's not much furniture. Here's another picture of him, and here's a picture of him. Apparently he photoshopped himself in a jail cell, so that's him photoshopping himself onto a jail cell and claiming that he's going to be reading the Holy Bible in the jail cell. So what does that mean? What is he telling us here? First, I look at his face and he doesn't seem like a Christian enthusiast. It doesn't seem to me like he's a rapper from Illinois, okay? For fuck's sake. I don't think this guy is a Christian. So he's making a parody here, I believe. He's saying, after my shooting, I will necessarily be stuck in a jail cell forever, and I'll be so bored that perhaps then that would be the right time to convert me toward Christianity. So I believe this is the first clue that tells me there is some realistic ground to believe that this guy is either agnostic, secularist, or Jewish. This idea that I would make a parody out of myself reading the Bible in the future, that sounds very like anti-Christian. I think what he's saying here is, finally, the Christians will succeed at brainwashing me because I'll be so bored when I'm stuck in a jail cell. Now, that's a tentative interpretation of what he's saying. And we have here, he had a slight, almost gender neutral aspect to him. When you look at these photos of him a little younger. Yeah, with his tinted hair, this makes me think SJW kind of trend, perhaps. So those are the photos that I wanted to review with you guys. And now we can start looking at the video. The video clips, which don't reveal so much more, but which tentatively allows us to try to guess what this guy meant. So there are several videos where the final video clip is more edited, more worked on, more production work on. And yet you see the clips that come from these higher production value clips. You also see them in lower production value clips where they tend to repeat and where it doesn't seem very edited. I don't know why he had stacked all of this in such a disorganized fashion on his YouTube channel, but here's the first video where he says the words, "I have to do it, it's unstoppable."
Like a sleepwalker, I am breaking through no matter what.
We've seen images of shootings, and we will see where this comes from. It comes from Out of This World, another video, but this cartoon of himself shooting people appeared for a fraction of a second.
Like a sleepwalker, unable to stop and think, my actions will be valiant, and my thought is unnecessary. I know what I have to do. I know what's in it, not only for me, but for everyone else. Where am I going? I don't know. I don't care. There is no past or future, just the now. It is more abstract than I could ever imagine. I can feel the atmosphere pushing me in. It's unstoppable, like a wave pulling me under. I can't.
Okay, I hadn't understood this earlier. Someone was trying to tell me, but now I understand it. Plasma says the logo looks like that key on Apple Mac. Okay, so this logo may be a reference to the famous computer, which he talks about in his song. He has sold his soul for a computer, and he shows it also in the school shooting type of video that he produced. There is something around the Macintosh, the archive that he created of his pictures and videos was a Macintosh. And there's this key, and there is the fact that he sold his soul for that computer.
Breathe without it. I can't see or hear what I don't want. I need to leave now. I need to just do it. It is my destiny. Everything has led up to this. Nothing can stop me, not even myself. Is there such thing as free will? Or has this been planned out? Like a cosmic recipe. It is what I've been waiting for in the back of my head. ready to be awakened. It's what I was sent here to do, like a sleepwalker, walking steady with my head held high.
So I believe that he's kind of convinced that there are forces in the universe, and he doesn't specify which they are, but that are kind of controlling him and leading him inevitably to do this shooting. And this is a feature possibly of schizophrenia, command delusions that they are called, where the person with schizophrenia thinks that God or some agent out there is manipulating them to commit this action, that it's the only thing that can happen and that there's no way to stop it. He says, even myself, I can't stop it. There is some rapping around drugs in the video called Out of This World. So let's have a look at what he says about drugs.
So I stop for a second and think to myself, I don't need you or anything else. I'm immortal in these pages that discontinue. I'm an issue, I need maintenance. I'm too impatient and brittle. I either sleep way too much or not enough at all. I swear it isn't drugs, it's just insomnia. I'm feeling
it isn't drugs, it's just insomnia. And I noticed that this guy is probably filming himself alone, you know, making these raps.
So fed up, I'm feeling under pressure. I've been traveling too far. Hyperbolic chamber can't measure out of balance.
Hyperbolic chamber, I believe he says. Is he referencing hyperbaric chamber? These chambers where they would be put in high compression to control their mind or whatever. He's saying he's out of balance as a result of this. And John Drake says, nah, it's drugs. Yes. Of course. Silver Spider says, Jeff, if you see someone displaying these symptoms of schizophrenia, what should you do? You cannot do anything to fix schizophrenia, generally. Antipsychotics are not super popular. People don't like taking them. So don't report to the police. I've found someone with schizophrenia. Please go oppress them even more. So that would be my recommendation. My recommendation is be aware. Okay, this person has schizophrenia. And then you have two paths. Either you will ignore them and they're not part of their life and you're not going to need them. And so, you know, you go your own way and you don't bother them. Or they are part of your life and you want to care for them. Perhaps they're a brother, perhaps they're a sister, perhaps they're a parent or a child or someone you love. You take care of them. And that means be there. You won't succeed at making them go away from their hallucinations. So you won't fix them. But presence and intense presence, up to 24/7 presence, may be needed in some parts of their life. Those are the two choices. Bez says, lol, I love that pause JF took looking into the camera with his hand up. Yes, JF, yes. What did I don't remember doing anything. What did I do? I put my hand up like this. Okay. I don't remember.
I couldn't stand it. For out of place within this breaking state of panic. I swear I need you, but I also don't.
I swear I need you, but I also don't. So confused words. This guy has zero logical structure, which furthers the diagnosis of perhaps some kind of schizophrenia. I swear I need you, but I also don't. Anyone with a mind of the kind of Papa JF, like an autistic logical mind, will parse these words and will say, that's cringe. I can't say that in my song. Deleted. But this guy not only leaves it in the song, but publishes it on the public space. And we can see here his reference to Oswald slain in jail.
I've been falling, kind of feeling like I'm floating. Day after day, I've been wasting away.
And there's this shift here to a more depressive part of the song.
Escaping the game that I wanted to play. Maybe if we would have waited a second forever, is this no longer today? Memories faded, our sentences raking from panic attacks and all the pain. Feelings I hate them, I want you to take them and smash them to pieces. I want you to change. I'm feeling courageous, I'm ripping my pages from all these.
There's references here to him experiencing panic attacks. But I wouldn't necessarily conclude that the proper diagnosis for him is anxiety, because psychosis can feel like a panic attack and can be combined with panic attacks, but it's mostly the psychosis that causes it. You can experience nervousness if you're in a psychotic state, so I wouldn't say that that's what he called panic attacks. I would like him to describe it further. If I could interview him, that's what I would be asking about.
Just fade away into the blanks, but tripping for ages, so tired of waiting. I know I'm impatient, falling to pieces. I puzzle my thesis, my thinking's corrupted. I just want to sleep. All I do is think about the past, not falling too fast to look and see.
Apparently, severe problems with sleep. It's been a couple of times in this song where all I want to do is sleep. And the problem is, you know, there were experiments made in many decades ago with depriving people of sleep. You can really turn someone fucked up. Some of the experiments have actually led some of the subjects to go do crimes like bank robbing, crazy stuff. It seems that sleep deprivation can be associated with extreme, like loss of any sense and engagement in like crazy criminality. I think we should retain the hypothesis that this guy may have been launched in the kind of slippery slope of his shooting, partly due to deprivation of REM sleep. It's a possibility. there is a video called, that we will shift to, called Project Arcturus. And this is an edition where we see many parts of other video clips in a poorly edited framework with some music added, but he seems to have produced this. So that's the stroboscope threatening position that he takes. We will see the full video clip where that segment comes in later. And here, that's a part of another video clip where he cartoons himself. You can see that it's him based on how he represents the bed. And you see the references to 47, 23, 115, or maybe 15, I don't know. And that's him going on a shooting. Because later in the cartoon, you can see here, he's announcing that he's going to go on a shooting. So that was interesting. And you can see him shoot. Well, not only does he shoot toward people, but eventually that's the bullet coming from the police to kill him. So he's seeing himself as being destined to die from the police. Here's the video of him welcoming Trump. So the arrival of Trump. Let me find the right video here.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And here he is. With, as people have pointed out, a hitman-like suit with a hitman-like tie, red tie. I don't know if he has some kind of a bandana. That's the only frame I can get from him in this kind of welcoming of Trump. But to me, this it doesn't look like he fit in this crowd. I don't think he's there saying, I'm a Trump supporter. I think he's there saying, I'm a hitman. I'm the next Lee Harvey Oswald. And I believe that ultimately what happened in the head of Robert Cremo today is that he concluded that killing Trump would be too hard back then. And that he failed, he didn't carry through, and that instead he decided to shoot pro-American Republicans in the street as they were what he perceived as kind of terrorist right-wing Republicans. And he decided to shoot them in the street because it was easier than killing Trump. John Drake says, isn't that a 47 on the right side of his face? Absolutely. I've shown the pictures earlier in the show. He has the number 47 tattooed beside his right eye. Now, is it a reference to Trump being, what, the 45th or 46th president, and he would be 47th? I don't know. Okay, people are sending pictures of him in a NASA suit and saying apparently he worked for NASA. I don't know that. Being in a NASA suit and working for NASA, that's two different things. People think it may be a reference to the AK-47, or it may be a reference to Agent 47 as the hitman. Those are all possibilities. Very interesting to get the input from the chat. And yes, those things I hadn't time to talk about. Harold says, Robert Cremo's mom has an interesting necklace. Well, how do you know that this girl would be... How do you know that this is his mom? I would need you to... First, she's beautiful. She's... are you sure that would be his mom? You would have to show me proof that she is his mom. All right. Let's get to the next video. There is a cartoon of him crying in this video. And it's part of another video that we'll also review, but I wanted to show it for that. At 1:22. So that's the cartoon version of him, obviously, split between the blue and the red. See, when you look at it in these colors, you realize, what is he saying here? Is he a centrist? Is this a centrist shooter? Because is it the half that is Democrat and the half that is Republican? I don't know if it's political. But if you tint your hair like this. Plasma says he must have been part of a radio club, if they still have them. This is a decent ham setup, so technology is his interest. I'll talk about this later. But the radio system that he shows in his video clip, I don't think that it was in his home. I think he borrowed some school place, and this looks like a ham radio that would have been already installed in the school. I will show you why I think that later. So here he is. See, he was crying and laughing. I don't know, those are tears, perhaps of joy, or is it suffering? Not clear. And then the Pikachu with popcorn. And then the contrarian or annoyed look with the hair kind of undone, less clean than earlier. It seems that he's talking about something through this art, but it's not appearing very clear to me. This is the song in which we can hear him saying, "Cutie with the fat asshole, I want to make you mine." So does that indicate anything? Well, he's a man of perhaps the lowest scales of society, doesn't seem to have much money, lives in an apartment with just a bed. Perhaps where he stands, he cannot get a beautiful girl, and so he dreams about, maybe I can fuck a girl with a fat ass, or perhaps it's just his preferences, I don't know. Plasma says, was his suit blue when he wore the red tie? I don't know, we would have to open my images again. I wouldn't say it's blue, it looks more black. That looks black to me. All right. Now, next video, on my mind, it's the most edited, the most organized form, the kind of final publish of this song that we just listened to. So let's have a look at what it looks like.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So this is in this kind of classroom setting. I believe this is a place he must have rented or borrowed because it doesn't look like a home. I don't think he had the budget to organize that kind of stuff. So it looks like he just took a public place of some kind and just filmed in it without permission. And somehow there is a door here. Looks like lockers. But actually later in the video clip, he will open this and you will find the secret ham radio setup that we have talked about. So let's see what he says in this video. See, cutie with the fat ass, I want to make you mine. And this guy has zero fat on him.
I'm running out of time. Shoddy, we can skip class, smoke and chill all night. You're always on my mind. I'm running out of time.
Yes, I noticed there is someone doing camera work here. Probably this person would be the best person to interrogate right now to get more insight, but I don't know who does the camera work.
Look into the sky, stars falling down on me. Everything's a lie.
Everything is a lie. Maybe some type of way, maybe this was all some type of way to make me feel that this is real. So he's experiencing kind of dissociation from reality.
None of it works, so.
But none of it works. Well, none of it worked so. So he's saying some kind of smokescreen was put in front of me to make me believe that this was all real. But it didn't work, so. Could be a love story, or could be in relation to his experience that the universe isn't real. I don't know.
You're always on my mind. 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 Cutie with the fat ass, I wanna make you mine. Chill all night.
All right, so Harold has done his own research, and he said he has found a family picture, which would confirm that the lady I was seeing as cute earlier may not have been his mother, but may have been his sister. That's an interesting claim. I don't know who would be the sister here. That would be what the mother, the sister. She's wearing some kind of ceremonial thing, or is that just some? I don't know. Racially, are they? Do they have some Asian in them? I don't know. And is that some Asian clothing? I don't know. But this seems to be, in fact, the guy we are talking about in earlier days of his life with his family. Notice the absence of a father. That is certainly meaningful, considering they are Italian, someone says. I don't know. Mom looks half Thai. Yeah, I feel that there is some degree of Asianness, maybe. Dino Legovic says, that does not look like it could be his father. I am pretty good at resemblance. That's not his dad. But I know. That's why I'm saying there's an absence of a father here. The little guy on the left could have been his brother, maybe, or a friend, but I don't know. But certainly not his father.
I'm running out of time. You're always on my mind. Cutie with the fat ass. I wanna make you mine.
And then this video, I believe, goes into a kind of shooting spree violence moment that looks like a threat to commit a shooting.
I'm running out of time. Shoddy, we can skip class, smoke and chill all night.
Okay, well, someone says, yes, it is his father. Okay, maybe I misevaluated the possibility. Could be. Robert E. Crimeo, funeral visitation and funeral information. Okay, so you're sending... So he would have died in 2018. Robert Bob Crimeo Sr., 88, of Highwood, Illinois, passed away on October 26th. Oh, let's read this because that's interesting. Thank you very much for sending this. I cannot confirm for sure that he would be the father, but perhaps we'll have some info. Oh, yeah, there he is. 5 grandchildren, Bobby Crimeo III. So that would be the grandfather of the shooter. Robert E. Crimeo Sr., who died in 2018, kind of an important moment, because that's the turning point at which Robert Crimeo III will start publishing videos, start sending encoded messages on the internet. It seems that the death of his grandfather might have been a moment of derailment in their life. So of Highwood, Illinois, passed away after a long and courageous battle with Alzheimer's, with his family at his side. Beloved husband of the late Christine, née Calderelli, beloved son of the late Sam and Rose Crimeo of Highland Park, Illinois, he was born December 23rd, 1929. He is preceded in death by brothers Sam Chubby Crimeo and Tony Crimeo, sister Yolanda Whitehurst and niece Patty Thompson Bob, was a great family man who was always there for his family. His smile and warm presence will be forever missed. Also surviving are his sons Bob Jr.'s, Denise of Highland Park, Paul of Highwood, and daughter Roseanne Jeff Wignoni of Chicago. 5 grandchildren, including Bobby Crimeo III, the shooter. A very special thanks to our father's caregiver, Betsy Williams. Her compassionate and caring ways went above and beyond. Okay, the rest is technical details of all kind. So that is the grandfather of the shooter. I don't think it provides us with proper information on the parenting quality of the shooter himself. So let's listen to this because that's where the music suddenly shifts into a rock and roll kind of threatening moment. So here you can see him drop bullets or maybe bullet shells, shells, I don't know. But it seems that he's dropping bullets after some kind of a shooting that has kind of messed up the room, displaced the desk. There are papers on the floor. There is also money on the floor. Why is money being featured here on the floor as part of this kind of threatening moment? I don't know. But is it related to his comment that he sold his soul for a phone and a computer? And look, now he goes into a secret room hidden behind a locker-like thing that wasn't a locker at all. And he pushes the red button that says fire on the ham radio that you guys were talking about earlier. Does that mean simply that he's going to fire onto people? Perhaps he just found this ham radio set up and found it interesting to send that signal that he was going to fire onto people. And here he seems to be lovingly hugging the American flag, but perhaps in a sarcastic manner, perhaps in a way like, look at me, I am the child of America and I will shoot on Americans on July 4th. And here he was standing on the desk, and suddenly he edits the video, making himself disappear. This is suggesting I'm about to fire onto people on July 4th because of the American flag, and then I will disappear. Of course, he disappeared only for 6 hours before the police eventually found him. Film Commitment says JF is digging too deep into artistic expression. I don't think it's a long stretch to say this guy was signaling through this video, I'm gonna commit some form of shooting, it will be anti-American in nature, and I will disappear. That's basically what the editing tells you. All right, so that was it for this video. I have one last video that seems revealing. It is the video called Toy Soldiers, which I believe tells the story of how he perceives his shooting will be seen by the love of his life. Toy Soldier is the title of the video. Let's look at it. So that's his love, whom he called Rose. I don't know if it's her real name, but she represents in this cartoon the love of his life, and she will be witnessing him going on a shooting rampage. So that's the same setup. That's him being a student at school with the bag. That in the other video, eventually, when he opens that bag, he ends up on a shooting spree, or at least with shell casings. Rose, I love you. So she says, I love you. Love you, be home, and not be home something. And the words are important here. He says, please don't come back, Rose. I know the future. I sold my soul for a phone and a computer. Sometimes it feels like I live in a dream. Fuck this world. Let's hear it from him. So there he is, cartooning himself as committing a shooting. And you can see that the whole idea of him having an helmet and the camera on it was to film the shooting. I don't know whether he filmed today's shooting, but he probably had it in his plan following the previous shootings that were live streamed. It was probably in his plans to do like those right-wing shooters, but to do it from the side of anti-Americanism. So that's him with his smiley t-shirt turning into some kind of an angel. Could be a reference to some kind of either the fact that he's going to die, or perhaps the angel of death, imposing death onto other people. Sometimes it feels like I'm living. And by the way, to the guy who was telling me, Jeff, you're overinterpreting his art. I mean, now he's telling you in that art that he's going to commit a shooting. That's him in a cartoon committing a shooting and filming it with a helmet and a camera, okay? So he says, living the dream in the song, and here he gets shot. That's the symbol of himself, and he gets shot. And there he is, the shooter, ended up being killed by the police. The police is represented by the little sheriff star here. And perhaps there are some kind of evil spirits here. Fuck this world, living the dream. I just wanna scream. Fuck this world. So that was the kind of sheriff. The police has a shock on his face. That's, you can recognize it as a police because of the sheriff star. And he's shocked. Suddenly something is not going as predicted. Fuck this world. And is it the shooter? Is it the shooter that was bleeding on the floor, still standing? Does he see himself as surviving the shooting? And here, all of the symbolism and the codes which are probably needed to decode and understand his number encoding in his book. I will note 47, 23, 115. And there's another number here. Maybe it's 333 or 233. I don't know. And here 159. So those are all possibilities for decoding the book of this guy. So 159, 333, 47, 23, 115. And that's his, the love of his life, Rose, distraught by the fact that he has committed a shooting. And there he stands, a younger version of him, perhaps. And that's it. John Drake says, that's the yellow star, JF. I've considered the possibility that it would be a reference to the police being Jewish, but in the context where he shows in the earlier image that the police are all wearing that star, I think it's a star that simply indicates their status as a police force, as a sheriff. So, I've shown you all of the material that I wanted to show you. I will say that there's a There's a wiki page on the fandom.com opened about him, about his book, that says Arcturus, or more formally known as Project Arcturus, is an archaic manifesto slash book conceived by Robert Cremo, Awake. It was published on the 19th of February in the year 2021. It is 28 pages long and is composed entirely of an undeciphered sequence of numbers. There is a coinciding video to Arcturus on YouTube, which is composed of footage from the music videos to On My Mind. The numbers 23, 47, and 115 seem to be of significance in decoding Arcturus. However, Arcturus remains an unsolved mystery. I'll be working on this throughout the night, hopefully find the decoding, and especially now that I've seen the two other numbers, it will be interesting to see what can we decode if we use these bigger numbers. Plasma says they are all prime numbers. Interesting. 3333, though. 333 wouldn't be a prime number, would it? Okay, 333. Yeah, so it's not a multiple of 11. So it could be a prime number. I'll have to apologize for not knowing on the, just like that. But Plasma says they were all prime numbers. Okay, I'll trust you on this. But yeah, prime numbers are a typical mean to encode text. So it would seem that they are the key. Oh yeah, Lapitop says 3 times 111. You're right, absolutely. I was like, it's not a multiple of 11. And yeah, it's a multiple of 111. So thank you for verifying this. That being said, you can... Yeah, it's the half of 666, and this guy was experiencing a lot of aesthetics related to the halving. You know, the halving of his head into blue, red. I will note that 23 is 47 minus 1 divided by 2. So we have here a division, kind of split in the middle of 47, and you get 23.5. And 333 is the half of the devil, 666. Perhaps this was on his mind, you know, delusional minds. Sometimes they will make all sorts of loose analogies of that kind. And so here's a video that shows, and a warning, this is a video where we hear gunfire, so if you are triggered by this kind of thing, don't watch it. But here's the video of people hearing the shots. We don't see the shooter, but so I count more than 24 shots per salvos, per period. So it seems that he was recharging magazines, and that we would be talking about magazines that would have a capacity higher than 24, perhaps 30 bullets per magazine. But you can hear him shoot in a very regular fashion, which leads me to believe that it wasn't very fine shooting. Perhaps he was shooting toward a crowd that was so dense that he didn't have to aim. But this doesn't seem like the kind of rhythm you do when you are aiming precisely. This looks like pom 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 pom. He was shooting basically as fast as his handling of his semi-automatic weapon would allow. So those are the information that we have up to now. Ariel Ed says, JF, I hope you can decode that book. If there's anyone in the world that can, it's me, because I'm a guy of prime numbers. I'm a guy of encoding. I understand these things. I wasn't successful because I had 10 minutes before the show that I could work on this. I was unsuccessful in that 10 minutes, but give me a week. If I didn't have to make this show, I would be like 24/7 on this case until I find it. So yes, that is it for my presentation. So what can we conclude on this guy? I'm not sure we can conclude for sure that he was a leftist, Antifa, anti-Trump, but I think there is pretty good grounding to say that it's the most likely hypothesis at this moment. And once we find a way to decode his word, or perhaps we can have access to some police information about him as they interrogate him, we may be able to confirm this for sure. What it looks like to me is this guy was considering the state of current America as dominated by right-wingers because of the Supreme Court, because of Trump, because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and he was experiencing himself as being an anti-terrorist imbued with the mission to perhaps kill Trump a couple of years ago. He may have done extensive planning to kill Trump, and it didn't work, or he didn't have the balls to do it, or he didn't get an occasion. And then he has set his mind to at least kill pro-American people on a 4th of July demonstration, thinking that by doing so, he would catch mostly the people that he hates, the right-wingers who he perceives as fascists, imposing things on the body of women. Stephen Robinson says, JF, this guy is a certified demon. This is evidently a very evil act that he has committed. And as a reminder, I've done the warning before, but I have to do it at the end also. What we have reviewed today is a psychological profile that seeks to find the reason for violence, the roots of violence. I'm a psychologist. I'm not interested in promoting that behavior or saying that or approving it. What I'm saying is we have to understand it. And that's why I show the raw footage, the raw images, all of the text that they wrote. I always do this with all shooters. And the goal of it is to develop a better understanding and perhaps even eventually come to a way to stop these shootings before they happen, or perhaps a way to at least formulate a society in which these shootings are less likely to occur. Robert Paulson sends a super chat. He says, JF, I love your movie reviews, but this 8 Mile sequel is very dark. It is true that this guy exudes a lot of vibes of the white rapper, the white mumble rapper of 2022. Yes, he's really a man of his generation. That's what young people do. They do mumble rap. Now, you can see in his production that this guy was especially bizarre. Like, for 10 kids that produce rap videos, this guy's videos were... It doesn't seem to me like he was headed toward a professional rap career. It seems to me that he was using rap as a way to make his threats to the world. It didn't seem to me like he was engaged in super productions and wanting to be on the path of fame. That would be my approximation of the level of involvement in rap. This guy doesn't seem highly involved in rap. He seems like one of those failed rappers that do something else. And this something else for him, as it turned out, was to become a shooter. Go Away says, JF, this seems to have a lot of parallels to the Las Vegas shooting in execution, perhaps parallels in motives too. Certainly, these shootings from high ceilings in highly dense areas where there's lots of people and these people are somehow celebrating, in the case of the Las Vegas shooting, country music, and in the case of this shooting today, July 4th, there is probably part of the motivation of these shooters is in parallel, and it is... It is definitely perhaps the goal of targeting right-wingers, targeting people who somehow are perceived as more likely to be Republicans. That's probably it, yes. I will show a last video that I actually forgot to show. But it's pretty stunning that he shows gaming footage on his YouTube channel. And I believe that he shows basically all of the elements of the shooting that he's about to commit. Because what we will see is that in a game mode, I don't know what this game is, some kind of first-person shooter, we will see at 47 that he escalates a ladder in the game and he shoots from the top of a building. Here it is. So here we just saw him escalating a ladder. Now, it's not him, of course, it's the character of the game. But he's escalating ladders in-game. And then from the roof, shooting and getting the victory. Round ending kill cam. And this whole kill cam evokes the helmet that he wanted to wear as part of his as part of his act. Thomas Howard says, Hitman Absolution footage inbound, should have showed it at the beginning of the show. Okay, so you're telling me that this game is Hitman? I didn't know. If I had known, I would have brought it up. So, I mean, interesting link to make here. I didn't know. I don't know about Hitman, so I'm not enough of an expert. Thomas Howard says, not Hitman footage. Okay, so maybe it's another game. I have no idea. John J sends a super chat. He says, I don't know, JF. Nothing about this sounds like he stands on one political side or another. His motives might be less specific than you lead on. I don't think I'm leading on a conclusion. I'm trying to evaluate what's the most likely thing here tonight. And I believe that what I've stated is the most likely hypothesis. I'm not certain at all. But I find it extremely hard to believe that what we have here is a Trump enthusiast who somehow decided to shoot basically American civic nationalists on the street on July 4th. Something doesn't work here. So when I see him in the crowd cheering for Donald Trump, I don't see him cheering first. I see him being in a crowd of people who cheer for Donald Trump. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And I believe he is acting there as an infiltrating agent. Perhaps he feels he is on a mission to understand better the right-wingers that he appears to aid. John Jay says, lol, no, JF. Kill Cam has nothing to do with that, and that game is called Duty Black Ops 2. Well, I haven't said that... I haven't said anything about the link between the kill cam and his helmet, but I'm saying there's an interesting parallel here. His helmet seems to me like he wanted, based on the cartoon, he's showing himself with the helmet, filming the shooting that he commits. So it seems that he has this conception that he would film himself to be in a kind of first-person shooter-like live stream of some kind. Or maybe some uploaded video of some kind. That's all I'm saying. And I maintain that position. Ep Didn't sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, there was a very well-spoken elderly male eyewitness interviewed by ABC News that says his wife is handicapped, so they couldn't flee, and says, I know this isn't going to be popular, me saying this, but I stood right there and watched the guy shooting slash reloading, standing right on sidewalk. Well, okay, thanks for letting me know. I don't think it's a bad behavior. If his wife is handicapped, they cannot run. Just don't attract his attention and try to survive the best you can in this circumstance. So that is it for tonight, Buzz. I think that what we have is a confused individual, partly delusional, partly broken in halves, halves of blue and red. And this is such a bizarre individual where this goes beyond politics. I would agree with your comment earlier, John Jay. It goes beyond politics. We are talking about a man who was absolutely confused and artistically expressing and exploring his confusion. And that's all we know for now. I will get on decoding numbers now. Bye-bye.